You're listening to Podcasting Made Simple. I'm your host, Alex Sanfilippo. For this episode's guide and resources, please visit podpros.com/229. And now, let's get to the episode.
The true power of being a podcast guest lies not in just the interview itself, but in the relationships you build and maintain afterward. Relationships that can lead to unexpected collaborations, new opportunities, and a loyal community of supporters. My name is Katie Brinkley, and I want to share a story with you. It was a cold February day, and I was in Steamboat Springs, up in the mountains of Colorado, watching the snowfall, and I was on Clubhouse. So you know how old this story is. But I was on Clubhouse, and I was in a room, and it was a podcasting connection room. And somebody took the stage and said that they were looking for guests for their podcast. I responded and said, hey, I would love to be a guest on your show. We sent a couple messages back and forth, and then we hopped on a Zoom call. And at this time, the person's name was, it still is Kendra. And at the time I was really kind of just getting started with my own podcast. I was thrilled to have the opportunity to speak with someone who already had over 100 episodes underneath their belt. She was an experienced podcaster, and we were in the middle of a pandemic, and we were looking for new ways to find connection and collaborate with each other. The interview with Kendra went well, and Kendra and I really, after the recording ended, we could tell that we had hit it off right away. We talked about our shared interests. We talked about our businesses together, our passions. And I was really impressed and surprised that there was somebody else that I had never met, that I would have never stumbled across with hashtags or anything like that if it wasn't for this podcast. And after the interview, I followed Kendra on social media. I started watching her Instagram stories. I sent her a thank you message, as I always do after being a guest on a podcast. And over the years, Kendra and I have stayed in touch. We still continue to comment on each other's posts and share each other's content on social. We even do guest episodes together on each other's podcasts, and we send each other occasional gifts in the mail and messages just to check in on each other to see how things are going. As our relationship has grown, we've referred business to each other. Kendra and I have had an opportunity to work with a variety of clients together that were looking for services that one or the other of us have offered. We've worked together on clients together, and we send each other leads and referrals and other businesses that come across our path that we know that the other would be a good fit for. I want to share this, and I want to share that our relationship is more than just business. Kendra and I have become close friends, and we talk about our personal lives. We've had the opportunity to visit each other in real life. We share stories together. We send text messages together, just saying, checking in, talking about our families and our hobbies, and offering each other the bits of advice and support when we needed it the most. And looking back, I realize that the key to our relationship was maintaining the connection that we had established after that very first podcast interview. By following Kendra on social media and engaging with her content, I showed her that I was invested in her success and interested in what she had to say after the interview ended. And by staying in touch over the years, we've built a bond that is based more on than just a shared interest in podcasting. I think that the lesson here is that building relationships like this take time and effort, but it's worth it in the end. And when you meet someone who shares your passions, your interests, don't be afraid to reach out and connect with them. Following them on social media, engaging with their content, staying in touch. You never know where those connections might lead, but one thing is certain. Building strong relationships can change your life, both professionally and personally. And I want to dive in a little bit deeper into building relationships with podcast hosts. As a guest, it's essential to come prepared and engaged during the interview. As I said before, I have a podcast of my own, and I can tell you when someone has never listened to an episode. Give that person 30 minutes of your time when they're investing 30 minutes of their time in you. Do your research and understand your host's audience and the show's format. Do your research and make sure you understand the host's and the show's format. This is going to help you tailor your responses and make the most of your time on that show and the most of your host's time. I also want to stress that during the interview, actively listen to the host and the questions that they ask and be engaged in the conversation. Don't be checking your email or looking at what's next on your calendar. I encourage you to ask follow-up questions and offer your own insights to keep the conversation flowing. Again, as the host of my own show, I can tell you it's very frustrating to have somebody go off on a 6-minute TED Talk of their own. When the host has something to say, look for those visual cues. So make sure that you are a great podcast guest. And remember that the interview is a collaboration. The more that you contribute and the more that you engage and ask the host questions and what their insights are, the more valuable the episode is going to be for the audience. These are all things that you should do during the podcast and before the podcast even airs. But once the interview is over, this is when the magic happens. This is where so many podcast guests miss out on an incredible opportunity. They get off the Zoom or off of Riverside, whatever the platform is that the recording happens, and that's it. But don't be that person. Don't be that guest anymore. So I want you to take the time to send a thank you message to the host. Not right away. Wait a couple of days. Because after the show's over, now they're sending it off to the editor. They're editing it themselves. They've got a lot going on. Wait a couple of days and send a thank you message to the host. Thank them for having you on their show. Thank you for the opportunity. Remember, if you have never hosted your own show, there's a lot of time, money, effort that goes in after the episode is done recording. And that is where it really stands out as a podcast guest for you to make that extra effort a couple days later, thanking them for having them on the show. This simple act of appreciation can go a long way in building a positive relationship. But as I mentioned before, it's not just enough to follow up once. Connect with them on social media. Ask them, are you most active on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or LinkedIn? Make sure that you engage with them. Send them a DM on that platform. Like their posts, comment on them, watch their stories. It's not enough just to send a simple email anymore. Email inboxes, I know a number of people who don't even open up their email anymore. The inbox is a black hole for many people. So find another way to reach out to them and say thank you for having you on their show. I want to stress too that once your show comes out, share the content. Share that you were on their show. I think that this is one of the biggest things. There are so many guests. We've spent our time and our money and our effort editing your show to have you on it and to hear your message. The least that you can do is share it with your audience. And once they share their posts, your interview on their social media, comment on it, share it with your audience. And you know what? Reach out to them for future collaborations. Give them a couple ideas. One of the things that I do with many of the podcasts that I guest on, and I offer to all the guests that come on my show, is to go live together. Let's go live on Instagram. Let's promote your show together. You wouldn't believe how much impact this can have for both of you to have a continued conversation. Moving on to building relationships with podcast listeners, it's important to remember that the listeners are the ones who are going to be the reason for your success as a podcast guest. So when you're sharing your episode with your audience, share it with your email list and share it with your Facebook followers, your Instagram followers. Those are the people that are going to listen to your show. And when they listen to it, the podcast guest is going to say, man, look at all the downloads I've gotten from this episode with Katie Brinkley. I got to have her back on the show again. It's going to mean a lot to the podcast host, the more downloads that they get, because we all know downloads are huge as a podcast host. Another way to show that you're the host that you want to be invested in them and that you want to continue the relationship with them is by having a follow-up after the podcast airs. Send them a DM after the podcast has aired. Leave them a review on their podcast. Reviews, as we know, as podcast hosts, they're gold. If you're a guest on someone's podcast, you absolutely should leave them a review every single time. And honestly, you should leave a review before you've even been on their show, because you listen to it beforehand, right? To get a better insight as to whether or not you are going to be a good host, a good guest, and who the audience is, who you're speaking to. So make sure that you are giving those valuable, valuable reviews. Ask the podcast host, they'd like to connect again. Let's connect and see. I'd love to learn more about your business. See if there's anybody that would be a good fit for you. If you're an author, offer to send them an autographed copy of your book so that you can continue that relationship. I have an entire spreadsheet of the name of the podcast host, their email. I include the name, a link to the URL, and a link to all their social handles. And I then have a column that says the last time I talked to them. If you haven't talked to them in a while, reach back out. Maybe they'd love to have you on their show again. Maybe things have changed for their business and now they're looking for your services. Create that spreadsheet and don't just have the podcast experience end after the recording stops. Take that time to get to know them, engage with them on social media, and see what you can do to take that relationship to the next step after you've been an incredible podcast guest. Thank you so much for listening.
If you enjoyed this episode, please visit podpros.com/229. Then share the link with one person that you believe it would add value to. Until next time, thank you for listening.